What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Never Stop Building. I'm your host, Sam Kaufman. Always grateful and excited to talk to you guys on this podcast. Let me ask you a question. Do you like the removal of the intro music and just going right into the episode? I don't know if you've noticed. If you listen regularly, you probably have. I eliminated the intro music with you guys in mind to legitimately cut out anything that was not efficiently or productively just getting you what you came here for, which was the content in the podcast. So if anybody misses it, let me know if you miss it. If anybody likes this new just jump right in, right to the episode format, let me know that as well. One of my initiatives this year in 2024 is to make this particular content distribution the best that I can make it for you guys. And in doing that, part of that was also increasing efficiency and productivity for me to make the best episode possible and remove any additional tasks required to get the episode out. So all I had to focus on was the content of the episode. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that really matters here is the content and value that you receive from what I'm putting out here for you. So let me know. You shoot me a DM. You can shoot me an email, sam@winrateconsulting.com, and get me that information if you have a moment. So today's episode, we're going to talk about the question that I'll ask, the question that I want you to keep in mind through the episode and then subsequently with whatever you do after the episode is, what is the point? What is the point? What I want to talk about is diving deeper into what is the desired outcome of the decision that you're making, the goal that you have, the idea that you're writing down, the conversation that you're having with your spouse, your employee, your child, yourself. What is the desired outcome? What is the point? And I don't ask what is the point to say, what's the point? Why even do this? But all jokes aside, the truth is too many people don't ask themselves, what is the point? Why am I even doing this? And what I'm getting at here is when you're undertaking anything in your life, you're trying to achieve a goal, you're trying to get after a big vision, you're trying to lock into a mission. What is the desired outcome is so important and so missed. It's crazy. And this is coming from a guy who has done a lot of really cool stuff in his life, gotten sober from major drug and alcohol addiction, adopted two beautiful children, became a parent, married, built an incredible God-centered marriage, built a multi-7-figure company. I've built multiple companies, coached a couple dozen amazing multi-7 and multi-8-figure business owners. Like in all of that, in all of the seasons of those things where failure was heavily present, it was on the back end of missing, what is the point? What is the actual desired outcome of the activity that I've undertaken? And what I've missed in the big misses here is the desired outcome has to be deep, deep rooted in something special and important and bigger than yourself. And so when I ask this question, what I want you to do when you ask yourself this question, what is the desired outcome or what is the point? Whatever's easier for you to kind of like mull over in your head. What is the desired outcome of your fitness goals? Let's start with something super easy that no matter what I talk about, the health and fitness side of things seems to be the biggest resonatable, that's even a word, resonatable topic that I bring up for most of my audience. What is the actual desired outcome? Is the desired outcome to lose 20 pounds? What happens when you lose it? Let's go deeper. Is the desired outcome to keep 20 pounds off forever? Oh, okay. Well, when you get there, are you truly going to be satisfied? Maybe not. Maybe. Maybe not. Is the desired outcome to be sexy for your spouse or for a potential spouse? Is the desired outcome to be around longer for your kids? Is the desired outcome to have shredded abs and be lean and jacked and strong? Is the desired outcome to maintain a version of yourself, to be a new version of yourself forever, forever? Not for this year or next year, but for the next decade or two or three. And as we get deeper and deeper and deeper, what I found in all the coaching that I've done, life and business, all the mentoring I've done, all the sponsoring and 12-step groups I've done of men trying to get clean and sober, what I've found is people are very, very scared to be gut-wrenchingly honest with themselves about what they want. When we're asking the question, what is the desired outcome? The only true answer is, what do you actually want? And I remember when I, in 2019, when I started losing that weight from 300 pounds, a 300-pound smoker who lived on energy drinks and gas station food, I remember having to tell my what I want in that moment, that day that I looked in the mirror. What I wanted was to stop hating myself. I used to not walk into my bathroom unless I had a shirt on. I hated the way I looked with my shirt off so much. And when my journey started, my desired outcome was, don't hate myself so much that I have to hide from myself. And that fueled me. But all the times up to that, because this was not the first rodeo of losing weight in my entire life, let alone in my adult life or my entrepreneur journey, whatever. All the other times before that, I was like, I want to lose 20 pounds. I just want to lose 20 pounds. I just want to lose 10 pounds. I just want to lose 15 pounds. I just want to be jacked. I just want all this surface level stuff that's not bad. And in most of those scenarios, I did actually lose the 20 pounds or the 10 pounds, or I started lifting weights again or whatever it was. But I never maintained it. It wasn't until my desired outcome matched the intensity I was willing to put into the action behind it. And the desired outcome was, I was tired of hating myself so much that I couldn't even look in the mirror. The same principle applied in massive growth seasons in my businesses that took a lot of my attention and effort. The desired outcome had to be big, big, big. The desired outcome had to be special and important, and they were always rooted in some sort of passion. In 2020, when a client screwed me out of a six-figure invoice, causing me to have to shut down a branch and lay people off and completely rearrange my business model, the desired outcome was, never put the current team through what that branch had to go through. I had multiple cities operating in one of my companies at that time. And that was my desired outcome, was never, ever go through this again. And so I did everything that was necessary to set that desired outcome up for success for the following 12 months. In my marriage, desired outcome isn't just the desired outcome of going on a date night every week or every other week or whatever works for your calendar. The desired outcome isn't date night. The desired outcome is a strong, connected relationship with my wife. The desired outcome is, make sure my wife knows that she is loved and make sure I feel loved. Because the desired outcome is this marriage lasts forever. The desired outcome is that when things do get hard and we do fight, we are so connected that we can work through confrontation instead of avoiding it or blowing it up out of proportion and hating each other. The desired outcome needs to be deeper, long-term, special, important. So what I challenge you to do is, whatever it is you're working on in your life right now, I want you to audit the desired outcome, or what is the point of what you're doing. And if you can go deep enough, what you will find, I promise you this, what you will find is there are certain things that you are doing that you don't actually like the desired outcome of. And my hope is that it starts a process where you stop doing those things. You see, in this process of really diving deep over the last few years of what is the desired outcome of what I'm doing in my life, I also found some actions and behaviors that the desired outcome was things like be liked by strangers on the internet, get approval from my parents, get approval from people that don't even meet my standards or expectations. I found desired outcomes in things that were unhealthy. When I got really actually honest with myself about, why am I doing this? Why do I care about this? Why is this a habit in my day-to-day life? Why is this part of my routine? Some of the things that I found were they were rooted in selfishness and unhealthiness and validation, and they were egocentric and they needed to go. And typically speaking, the healthiest thing that people do is remove things from the routine, not add them. There is more that you need to remove than there will ever be you need to add. And when life becomes a simple series of a handful of incredibly healthy habits, everything gets so much simpler and more successful and in the direction of what we actually want. You end up on the right track, so to speak. And if you've ever heard the phrase on the right track, if you've never visualized what that actually means, I want you to close your eyes for a second, unless you're driving or doing something where your eyes should be open for safety reasons. I want you to close your eyes and actually think about this. What does on the right track mean? It means you are on the path that will inevitably get to exactly where you want to go. On the right track means the track is set already, predetermined. The end point is at the end of the track. If you're on the right track, you're doing things for the right reasons for yourself, your desired outcomes are in line, your habits and actions match your desired results, and everything that doesn't match the desired result is removed, you will absolutely, inevitably get to that endpoint. Now, I don't know when, and you'll never know when, but if you're on the right track, you will get there. That's pretty much guaranteed, barring some extreme circumstance. So my encouragement to you today, right now, what is the desired outcome of the things that you're doing? The things that have unhealthy, egocentric, desired outcomes, remove them immediately. Work on them. Things rooted in outside validation, things rooted in being liked by people, things rooted in having a perspective of you to portray to others, get rid of them. Things rooted in serving selfish desires and temptations, impulses. Things like pornography, things like eating food, things like impulse eating and compulse eating. Things like not sleep, things that are just killing you. Remove them. Define desired outcomes. Remove the ones that need to go. Double down on the ones that get you actually closer to your life's true vision and give it 90 days. You won't be anywhere spectacularly special in 90 days from an external perspective, but I promise you, if you do this in 90 days, your spiritual, emotional, and mental health will be so much stronger, you won't even believe it. What is the desired outcome? See you guys next time.